Hello and welcome to this week's session of the J2W Project, which is the journey to holiness. It is the way to your personal holiness through God's holiness. This week represents week 14 of our journey, and we are very excited about what this lesson has in store for us. Very often in life, we come to the point where we have gotten to a place where we are actually feeling that we're stepping and running in place. Well, this week's lesson is going to encourage you to look into your inner self and to find a way that you could actually get moving and get into that sense of peace that you've been looking for. In fact, this week's Anchor of Holiness says, connect with your inner feeling of peace. And in order to really find peace, you must desire it so strongly that nothing else can substitute for the feeling. Your passion will find it. You see, as we look at this particular anchor of wholeness, it is important to you that you challenge yourself to place a conscious value on inner peace. You see, because if you don't, you will begin to go in and out and through and around life just simply happenstance. But when you have placed a sincere value on inner peace, you're going to desire so much so that peace that nothing else will substitute. This week's Anchor of Holiness encourages you that you've got to get to the point that you are really sincere about finding your inner peace. When you desire that inner peace so strongly, you will develop a passion for it, and then for sure, your passion will help you get to the point of becoming totally free and having an inner peace. As I was going through the scriptures, a particular scripture that struck my attention was Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Here in that particular scripture, it reminds us that there is really a peace that is going to surpass all understanding, and so the fact is God alone can give this peace. And so we're actually encouraged in verse 4 of Philippians chapter 4 to remember to always rejoice in the Lord. Well, why is it you say that I should be rejoicing when I'm not really feeling that sense of inner peace? That's a very common question that is asked, but today's lesson is going to encourage you that there has to be a point where you can get to in your spirit that you will always understand that nothing in life is more important than inner peace. For example, if we look in verse 6 of the 4th chapter of Philippians, it cautions us not to worry. It tells us but that instead of worrying, we should submit everything by prayer and supplication and thanking God. You see, what this is going to do is going to actually position your mind to a point that you have desired inner peace, you want to connect with an inner peace, and that you are going to avoid any struggles that may come in your way to get to your inner peace. Why? You've got to want it so much so that even your passion centers around it. In life, I know that there may be days when you felt that you have not had enough passion, not had enough strength, not had enough energy just to get to finding the peace. Perhaps you've been so overwhelmed with trying to make ends meet or trying to correct faulty relationships or trying to just keep up with life that you've said, you know, I'm losing strength. This is not working for me. Well, I'd like to encourage you today to let you know that finding that inner peace comes from a point that you've got to develop a fire and a passion on the inside. You see, you cannot accept any substitutes for real inner peace. Sometimes you try to substitute that with relationships. You try to substitute inner peace for people. There have even been the costly mistake of trying to substitute inner peace for obtaining and gaining things, goods, materialism. The only problem with this type of approach is that very soon those kinds of desires are going to go away, and you're still going to find yourself when you are alone, when you're not worrying about being pretentious or making sure that others think one way of you, you're going to be alone, and that's when you're going to find whether or not you have inner peace. Well, as you search for it, I'm encouraging you today that you can get to the point that the search is over. Your inner peace is where you can begin to look patiently, honestly, and sincerely inside that inner place where you find the thing that makes you most happy. I'm not talking about what someone else says that your gifts and talents are, not even something that you have been told in the past by parents, friends, parishioners, or even teachers. I am talking about finding that place in you that gives you a sense of joy, peace, and emotional resilience. And I think this is what the Bible is talking about in Philippians chapter 4. It says, when you get to that point, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. You see, once you get to that point of inner peace, your mind becomes stable, your heart becomes a little bit more flexible, in that you're at the point that your feelings, your thoughts, and your emotions are all centered around what it is that gives you inner peace. This week's journey encourages you to connect with it. Why not spend some time alone? Why not spend some time actually reviewing your life, thinking about things and situations that have given you the most happiness and the most freedom? When you have been able to successfully identify that task, that experience, or that activity, then I'd like for you to write it down. The real reason for writing it down is that you're going to give yourself visual clues. These visual clues will help you to connect. As you do this, then you begin to pray to God and asking Him to give you the sense of belonging. I found that very often we're trying to belong to so many people. We're trying to belong to clubs and organizations and entities. But you really have got to get to the point that what's most important is that you belong to God. And when you get to that point, it's going to give you a sense of peace. It's going to give you a sense of radiance. It's also going to get you to the point that nothing, nothing, absolutely nothing else will matter. When you go through life, if you're gallivanting through thinking that you're going to undo some of the hurt, undo some of the pain, undo some of the unpleasantries by yourself, then that's where you're making your biggest mistake. But instead, I'd like for you to connect honestly with your inner feeling. That inner feeling is going to be what you're going to strive to obtain each day of the week, each evening, each private time that you're spending along with the Lord. Perhaps your private time is in the morning. Perhaps that private time is as you're going to and from your daily occupation. Most importantly, you are going to have to connect. The more you connect with that inner peace, the more passionate you become about being at peace. Practice it. Write it down. Pray about it. Meditate on it. And I can guarantee to you, because of personal experience, that you will gain a sense of peace that you won't even be able to understand. You'll just know that you're belonging to God and that you're in His hand. And so as we close this particular week of lesson, look into your life. Find the thing that happens in your life that makes you most happy. And don't, whatever you do, accept any substitutes, for there really are no substitutes for real inner peace. And so you're going to have peace full throttle. Hold on to it. Don't let any situation, any person, any problem, any encumbrance, any circumstance steal your inner peace. In fact, it's a very good thing for you to say, you know what? I am going to give it to the Lord in prayer. and that I can be saved in his arms, and the peace that I have, that he alone has given to me, he will help me at this time. And then, I'd like for you to begin to develop a pattern of thanking God for inner peace. Before reclining for the evening, before closing your day, make a note of each of the times that you have experienced this peace. Connect with this feeling of inner peace. This is the only way that you can actually find your passion. And when you find your passion for inner peace, nothing else can substitute. You know, I was just thinking there may be a friend of yours who may be going through similar situations or trying to find a really a new outlet on life on how to find peace and to become a new person. Perhaps you can share this particular lesson with them, encourage them through this Anchor of Holiness for this week. You can actually have them go to the website at drdorethafields.com and have them log in. There, once they've logged in, go to the J2W Lessons tab, click on that, and not only will you find the lesson for them about how to gain and hold on to the passion for peace, you're going to find other messages that will help you and them. I also would like to encourage you to get your journal book because it's going to help you make notes and then be able to track your successes. Most importantly, always know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And so as we finish this week's lesson, remember, you can connect with the inner peace, and your passion for having inner peace will never again be the same. And so study Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7 in a different light, and you'll come away knowing that the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will in fact keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And so until next week, this is Dr. Doretha Fields saying, be whole, be free, and be blessed.